Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I mean, what's the one thing that no one in our group has? I mean, not even Blair. A boyfriend.
I met this really nice guy and I'm supposed to meet him in the park for lunch tomorrow.
You're not old enough to date.
Name's Asher, and I do go to Unity.
He's been staying at the Ostrow Center.
Depression? Is it bad?
Bad enough to try to kill himself.
Oh my God, Georgina.
What are you doing here?
Well, I told you I was coming. Didn't you get my gift?
What's Georgina got on you? Dan, I understand. What's so bad you can't even tell me?
So, tell me about Dan.
Dan, of all people, cannot know Georgie.
I'm Sarah.
Nice to meet you. Sarah.
Where is she being, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. God.
Spotted. Jenny Humphrey waiting in the Met fountain fishing for change. Blair Waldorf seen dallying with an off-duty doorman at the Blarney Stone on a Monday night. It looks like the battle between the Queen Bee and Little J has moved from the streets to the blogs. Who's sending this debasing dish? I have a feeling.
A nice shiny dime to add to your collection.
Why does this cup be? Lost your taste for yogurt?
So what are we doing tonight?
Asher's parents are in camp, so he and Jenny are throwing a party at his house.
It's a really small get-together with just our closest friends.
Sorry, Blair. Blair can take my place. Invitations are non-transferable. She's new to the group.
Just because your name is on the invite doesn't make you a hostess.
Oh, then why is the party planner calling me? Excuse me, girls. Dad, I'm
kind of
busy. What's up?
I was just wondering what time you want me to serve your favorite home-cooked meal tonight. Maybe around 8?
I have that choir thing. Remember I talked to you about it and you said I could go because I've been good?
Oh, right. Well, maybe we could wait to eat till after you got home then.
You're going to be hungry after all that singing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have food there and it's probably going to go pretty late. So, tomorrow? Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Sorry, floral emergency. Oh, and you will be happy to know that the entire Unity lacrosse team RSVP'd.
Oh my God, it's Asher.
How did little Jenny Humphrey become the next Brooke Astor?
The same way they all do.
Marry up.
Hey, what a long face. Are you still sad Mom wouldn't let you go to Monte Carlo for the bachelor party?
No, I'm fine. I figured I'd let Bart, Chuck, and Prince Albert have their fun. Oh, that didn't come out like I meant it. Gossip Girl. Looks like Jenny's been spotted at Gap selling Stella McCartney labels into pocket tees.
These rumors are getting to be ridiculous.
Oh, like the one where I'm Gossip Girl.
Hey, it made sense at the time. You have to admit. It did. Yeah, it did.
Wait, hold on. It's Chuck.
I have something to do before school starts, but tell him I say hi.
Okay. Don't forget about dinner tonight. Yeah.
Salut, Chuck. Yes, I'm still fine. I haven't heard from Georgina in 2 weeks, so if you'd stop calling me, I'd finally be rid of all of my monsters. Bye.
You can read about it all day long, but you have to walk the city to know it.
Okay, but look, anything is better than getting lost on the train every day.
Subway. Click those heels all you want. You're not in Portland anymore.
Seriously, you and Dan are so sweet to adopt me. And I'd be a mess without you guys.
Sounds more of a mess than I already am.
Red eye to go?
Yes, please. Thank you. Hey, Sarah. Sorry for talking your ear off the other night, guys.
He tends to ramble, as you'll get to know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a good listener, as he'll get to know. Are there any new developments?
No, more of the same. Jenny and her boyfriend are still inseparable, and she's even more insufferable.
Give her a break. Asher's her first love.
It's infatuation, it's not love.
Yeah, but to a 15-year-old girl, I mean, there really isn't a difference.
And how long did it take you, Dan?
It's a little different, Vanessa. It took me...
One glance at a 9th grade birthday party?
Yes, but 2 years to obsess over it.
So things are better with Serena?
Serena, yeah, right. Good memory. Things are finally back to normal.
Good. Well, I mean, you know, it's tough making friends in a new city. It'd be really nice to meet her.
Yeah, Serena would love you. She loves everybody. Not that she would only like you because she doesn't discriminate. See what you meant about the rambling thing? How's tonight?
Tonight would be perfect.
Good. See you.
I'll meet you.
I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Something wrong?
That's what I was going to ask you. Where have you been lately? You haven't returned any of my calls.
Sorry. It's been harder than I thought to keep up with work and the new spring social calendar and my new boyfriend.
Yeah, Asher, right?
Yeah, he's cute and smart and basically perfect. And the best part is I think he really likes me.
Well, he has good taste, but how well do you actually know him?
Oh, that's so sweet. You're being protective.
No, I'm not. But yes. Yes, I am. I mean, nothing against him, but just something about him makes me feel maybe he's not the right guy for you.
Oh my God, wait. Do you have a crush on me or something?
No, I don't.
Don't be embarrassed. Know. It's cute. I mean, and not so unexpected, actually. I'm flattered. It's just my heart belongs to Asher. I actually gotta go, but text me, okay?
I know. I come bearing apologies and an invitation. What are you up to tonight?
I know what I'm not up to. Having fun. The SAT tutor was over for 4 hours last night.
So this tutor, is he cute?
Oh, with hair in the ears is your thing. I hate that since I'm not going to use the score Chuck bought for me, I have to study every night. I can't even be distracted by that.
I see your point. So then how about dinner tonight with Sarah instead?
Oh, Sarah again. What is she, your new girlfriend or something?
Yeah, just kidding. But she's new in town and she does want to meet you.
Well, since Bart and Chuck are out of town, I already agreed to a quiet family dinner in our old suite. I'm sorry. What about tomorrow?
No, my sister and tongue, two things that don't go together so well.
Oh, lighten up. You have been down on him since the beginning. Give him a chance and then judge. Maybe he'll surprise you, like I did.
How are you always so right?
It's easy when you're always wrong. Hey, you have first period free. Why don't you go get to know him? Go.
Okay, all right, okay.
Sometimes, in an effort to spread the most outrageous rumors, we look over the very thing that's even more scandalous. The truth. And the only thing more shocking than the truth are the lies people tell to cover it up.
When you revise the seating chart, don't forget to place Mr. Spitzer as far away from Serena's table as possible. Thank you. What is not on the schedule today?
I don't think I am. Maybe you can fit me in between Preston Bailey and Sylvia Weinstock.
Well, good luck fitting anything between those two. What are you doing here?
Well, believe it or not, I'm here to see you.
Well, I have a laundry list of things to do today.
It's about Jenny. Allison's away on an artist retreat, and I could really use a mother's advice. I think I might be in over my head.
I suppose we could talk about it on the way.
You got a minute?
Yeah. But just a minute. Jenny and I have a lunch date.
Well, look, there's no easy way to say this, honestly, so I'm just gonna say it. I saw you this morning.
Saw me what?
I saw you, I saw you kissing that guy.
You got the wrong person.
Come on, man. I don't think I do.
Are you calling me queer?
That's not at all what I said.
You wanna know how queer I am? I'm so queer. I'm gonna pop your sister's cherry tonight.
Hey, get off!
Say anything!
What are you doing? Stop it!
Jenny, I need to talk to you in private.
Well, anything you have to say to me, you can say in front of my boyfriend.
Okay. All right, fine. Your boyfriend is not being honest with you.
I wasn't gonna tell you yet, but I wanted to invite you to the country house this weekend. Your brother thought we were moving too fast and got upset.
Can't you just let me be happy for once?
Jenny, I want you to be happy, just not with a guy.
Yeah, I understand that you're threatened by him. Because clearly he's everything you want to be. He's good-looking and worldly, a legacy at Dartmouth. But even you should know that jealousy clashes with L.L. Bean Pants.
If not from one party, B. Plus, what's the big deal anyway? You don't even like Asher.
I didn't like last season's Louis Vuitton patchwork bag either, but that doesn't mean I want to see it all over town on Jenny Humphrey's arm.
Touché.
What do you say we have a girls' night out tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm dinner with the family.
Let me remind you of a little promise you made. Don't go to France. I'll be there for you.
I'm really sorry I've been distant, but things will be better soon, I promise.
Obviously starting tomorrow.
Hey. What's wrong? You look stressed, even for you.
I'm still worried about Jenny.
You mean because she's self-obsessed, self-serving, self-centered, self...
No, no. I wish it was about her and herself, but it's more about who she's with. I can't get through to her. I tried, and she just completely blew me off. And she dissed my pants.
Maybe I underestimated her.
She's just going through a phase. We all went through it. And apparently some of us still are in it.
All that matters to someone like Jenny right now are the 4 G's. Guys, girlfriends, and Gossip Girl.
It's true. Don't feel bad. Unless it's coming from one of them, she's not gonna hear it.
Here we go.
Thank you. I tell her she can't see Asher. She calls him. I take away her phone. They're on iChat. How can you keep them from growing up when they can have a full relationship from the confines of their own bedrooms?
Well, the answer is you can't. She's going to grow up no matter what.
I read her email.
Well, you can't be too concerned about their privacy when their well-being is at stake, especially if you think they're lying to you. Was she?
Right to my face. I know Serena went through a similar phase.
Well, if Serena's indiscretions were as PG as Jenny's, I wouldn't have needed the Botox.
Dan was so much easier.
Well, raising girls is different. Serena would be a horrible monster for 100 days, and then on the 101st, she'd be my little girl again.
So I just wait and hope.
Well, that's the hardest part. You have to trust that you've done your job. She'll come back to you. That's...
It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's my finest piece. Here. Let me.
Mark Ingram, it's beautiful. You've outdone yourself.
Oh, wow.
This just in. Asher Hornsby spotted locking lips before class, but not with his girlfriend. Looks like gentlemen don't prefer blondes, little Jay. They prefer other gentlemen.
Now you know how Vanessa Hudgens feels.
Is this just another round of blanks fired between B and little J? I'm tired of being the bearer of bad grudges. This is the last item that goes to press without proof.
I am so glad Gossip Girl finally got her balls back.
Yeah, she was totally turning into the new Page Six.
Love, love.
Wasn't me. Wish it was.
Hello?
Miss Vanderwoodson, it's Luke from the concierge desk. You asked that we call first before delivering anything upstairs.
Is there something for me?
Yes, a package from a Miss Georgina Sparks. Hello? Did I lose you?
No. Just keep it there. I'll pick it up right after school. And don't let it out of your sight.
Of course.
Thank you.
What was that about?
Nothing. It's just this... Nothing. I'll see you later, okay? Bye.
Bye. Hey.
Baby.
Dan Humphrey. Just who I hate to admit I was looking for. You're dirty.
What are you talking about?
Cheating, drinking, drugs. It's all fair game. But outing your sister's boyfriend is dark. How did Squeaky Clean Humphrey even come up with that?
I didn't come up with anything.
Oh, my God. You know something. Spill it.
Yeah, I might have seen Asher kissing another guy.
So it's true. Who was he kissing?
I don't know. I couldn't see. But what does that even matter?
Right now, Gossip Girl's credibility is the same as Tinsley Mortimer's after a few martinis. But if I can prove that his duplicity is more than just a rumor, then they'll break up. That's what you want, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Asher's just using your sister as a cover. It's your brotherly duty to save her from becoming the next Katie Holmes.
And you're in this to help Jenny?
Motive is irrelevant, as long as our endgame is the same.
No, Blair, this is not a game to me, okay? I don't want her to get hurt.
Well, you should have thought that through before you told all of Manhattan that Jenny's a glorified hag.
You know what? You're on your own. I'm done.
Suit yourself.
Really, Rufus, what were you thinking? You threw her a surprise birthday party and had her face painted on a cake with a tiara?
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, well, so did flannel and acid-washed jeans, but they weren't flattering either. What is it? Is it too much? Is it not enough?
It's not the dress. It's you in it.
I'm sorry. I thought... I didn't mean... We're here as friends, right?
No, we are friends. Just how you look.
Nothing new on Gossip Girl for 3 hours. Guess she wasn't kidding about her new standard.
Hey, Jenny. Sorry, I can't chat, but I have so much fun at your party tonight.
Totally running to a booty call with your brother.
I cannot believe you just went there.
And where have you gone, little Jay?
Yeah, you and Asher. How far?
Far enough.
Playing coy only means one thing.
Maybe Asher doesn't like girls.
Is that why we went to third?
You went to third?
No. He did.
Well done. Make him work for it.
Whoever said that money doesn't buy happiness didn't know where to shop.
Lucky for me, I may have to go out tonight after all.
Did you get it?
Lucky yeah. For you, Iz knows 5 ways to sneak into the Unity boys' locker room and 6 to sneak out.
Asher takes an abnormally long shower after practice.
Maybe his lacrosse stick isn't the only thing he likes to play with.
Why'd you want his phone so badly anyway?
It was once said that a person's eyes are the windows to their soul. That's before people had cell phones.
This is a surprise. Party's not for a couple hours.
Yeah, well, a lot can happen in a couple hours.
Jenny, what are you doing?
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. This just isn't what we do. Are you suddenly not happy? I'm holding up my end of the bargain.
What bargain?
You're Jenny Humphrey from Brooklyn. You need status, access, resources. I give that to you.
What do I give you?
Do we really need to talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. So what was on Gossip Girl's true?
Do you really think someone like me would just date someone like you?
You've been so nice.
And I'll keep being nice. Nothing has to change, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Come on, Jenny. Tonight you're hosting your first Upper East Side party. That's something that Blair and those girls can never take away from you.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. And there is something you can do to show your thanks. I think it would be better for both of us if we put those rumors to rest once and for all.
What do you want me to do?
Think you're going?
I can't talk right now, Mom. I'll explain later.
If you invite an old friend to our quiet family dinner, I expect you to stay and eat. You know how I always loved when Georgina came around.
I ran into Lily in the lobby. You totally forgot to tell her I was coming over for dinner.
Did you get my present?
Breaking news. Asher Hornsby overheard bragging that Little Jay swiped her V-card at his register.
Jenny, is this true?
It's private.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, well, it's none of your business. And since when do you start reading Gossip Girl blasts anyway?
Since you became the subject of them. You're 15 years old and I'm your big brother. It is my business.
Well, it's not true. You happy?
Oh.
You can't tell anyone, though. Everyone has to believe it.
Are you saying that you actually want your friends to think that you're sleeping with a guy who's gay?
Did you believe everything that you read on Gossip Girl?
I didn't read it. I saw it.
So you were the one who sent the tip?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I tried to tell you. You wouldn't listen to me. I needed to get your attention somehow.
Well, I knew about him the whole time.
So you let him use you?
Well, maybe I was using him. Did you ever think of that?
Well, I don't know which is worse.
Oh, for once in your life, could you just stop judging everyone?
No, I'm not.
You think that you're so different and so good? Well, guess what, Dan? The minute that you start sending tips to Gossip Girl, you're in the game with the rest of us. Get out of my room.
B, now's not a good time.
It's important. Look, I know I told you
I'd be more available, but I just can't right now.
But it can't wait.
Sorry, it was just
Blair. Well, how is Snow White?
A snow not so white. Did you hear that she...
Eric.
So, Georgina, what brings you back to New York?
Oh, I just had some time to kill.
She went to boarding school in Switzerland.
Oh, your parents must be happy you're back.
Oh, no. Actually, they've moved to the country full time. I'm just in the city to catch up with some old friends. What about you? You and that gorgeous Tiffany Rock seem to be the talk of the city.
Thank you. Mr. Bass and I are very happy.
You look it. You all do. I mean, there must be love in the New York air. You're engaged, Serena's found a new guy, Eric found himself a boyfriend.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't think I heard you right.
What, you haven't met Serena's new guy?
A boyfriend.
Oh, you mean Eric. You didn't know he was dating someone? I didn't think it was a secret. I mean, I saw them kissing in front of St. Jude's this morning for all the world to see. Well, don't look so embarrassed, E. He is a hot piece. Well done.
Please, Georgina, that's not funny, okay?
Oh, you didn't know Eric was dating a boy.
This doesn't make any sense, because that would mean that Eric is... And he's not. He's just not. Are you? God. Eric. Great, Mom. That's just great. How dare you?
Dan went out with Vanessa, and I'm going to choir practice like we talked about. Don't wait up.
Not so fast. Why are we going to change your clothes?
We don't wear a uniform for rehearsal.
Well, unless the choir is entertainment at Asher's party, you have some explaining to do.
How did you know about the party?
I know a lot more than you think I do. Nice dress.
I wanted one night out, okay? What was I supposed to do?
Ask my permission.
Well, you would have said no.
You're probably right, but that's no excuse to lie to me.
Dad, you don't understand, all right? I'm throwing this party.
Not anymore, you're not. You need to call Asher and tell him you're not coming.
I can't. It's too late, all right? All my friends...
You heard me.
I promise.
All that good behavior from the past few weeks just got wiped out from that lie.
You can't stop me, all right? I'm going.
Jenny, if you walk out that door, I...
You're what? What, Dad? What are you going to do? Are you going to put bars on my window or chain me to the kitchen counter? I'm not a little girl anymore. You can't make me do anything.
You've already lost my trust. You really want to lose my respect, too.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's me.
Hi.
Who are you talking to?
Chuck.
Wait, you called Chuck?
Yeah, I've been talking to him a lot lately. Guy's got his faults, but he's never judged me.
I'm your sister. We're us. Tell me anything.
I wanted to. But it's not the type of thing you blurt out on the way to school. I was waiting for the right time.
Dinner with Georgina definitely wasn't at all. I'm sorry about her. About me. I came back for you and then I abandoned you all over again.
This isn't like before. I'm fine. Really.
Well, I'm here now.
When I was at Ostrov, I met this guy. We were going through a lot of the same stuff, and now that guy is dating Jenny.
Wait, you're the mystery guy that Asher was spotted kissing? I know this isn't how you wanted this to happen.
And I guess the important thing is that it's happening.
I'm so proud of you. I love you. No matter what you do, who you like, whose boyfriend kisses you, the people who care about you will always stand by your side, okay?
I think I'm gonna drop by Asher's party. There's one more person I have to talk to.
Jenny's party.
You look...
I know.
Jenny's gonna freak.
Watch and learn, ladies. The most important parties to attend are the ones you're not invited to. Where's the host? I have something for him.
Oh, thank God you're here. I'm so happy to see you.
Hey. I'm happy to see you, too. You can meet Sarah.
Oh, I'd love to, but now's really not a good time.
Well, she's here, so... Sarah.
Hi. I'm Sarah. It is so nice to finally meet you. Wow. I mean, Dan told me you were pretty, but he didn't do you justice.
Dan, can we talk in private, please?
Hey, no, wait. Don't go. Vanessa was just about to show me one of her movies. I'm a filmmaker, too, of sorts. Actually, I brought one of my short films. I was hoping to get your opinion. Maybe you want to see it, too? Tell me what you think. I'll go get my laptop.
Dan, would you get me a coffee? Please?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing, Georgina? Put that away.
Oh, come on. I'm just having a little fun. Remember, like old times, you and me pretending to be different people? Svetlana and Savannah.
This is not a game. I don't know how you even filmed that, but I'm not playing with you this time.
It's just a friendly game.
But we're not friends.
I think we are. You see, because with me as your enemy, Dan sees this. And if the heavy petting doesn't send him running, well, I'll bet what happened after will.
Hey, what'd we miss?
Nothing. It's like Sarah and I have known each other for years.
Oh, great.
We don't need the laptop anymore. Thanks.
No, I got a little shy about showing it. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Was it as special as you hoped it would be?
Because yours totally wasn't.
And yours was? I mean, yeah. Asher made me feel really safe.
You are so lucky.
I know.
You guys, Blair is here.
What is she doing here? She wasn't invited.
Don't let me tell you.
We need to talk.
I
Give us a moment, guys.
Thought you might want this back.
Whatever you found, it's not what it looks like.
It's always what it looks like, and judging by the texts and photos, looks like a little more than friendship.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, lucky for you, your friend is someone I actually care about, or I would have used them against you and Jenny already. Too bad you don't care about him the same way.
It's okay, Blair. I can handle this.
What's he doing here?
What is she doing here?
You going to tell her or am I?
There's nothing to tell.
Gossip Girl was right. Asher was kissing someone this morning. Me.
He's totally lying. Tell him, Jenny. I was with you all morning.
Yeah, Asher's right. I was with him. Eric's lying.
Why would I stand here in front of everyone we know and tell them if it wasn't true? I'm gay. And so are you.
Get this faggot out of here!
Go ahead and do it.
What did you just do?
You'll see.
What kind of mother does not know that her son is gay?
The people you know best are the ones most capable of surprising you.
The things that I said, the way I acted. It was not my finest maternal moment. What if he does something again?
I know how much you love him, so does he. You just need to remind him of that.
But what if it's not enough?
Most of the time, that's all we've got.
And what about you? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna wait for my daughter to come to me. Then I'm gonna ground her until she's 25.
We make quite the team.
Always did.
Good luck, Phil.
With everything. I'm sure you'll make a beautiful bride.
Thank you. Good night, Rufus.
Weekend update. A same-sex kiss hasn't caused this much controversy since Britney and Madonna. Looks like little Jay didn't spread her legs after all. She spread lies instead. Asher is gay, and I have the correspondence to prove it.
Looks like someone needs a semester in France.
Get your things, girls. We're leaving.
Wait, guys, we can still have fun. Don't leave. Kind of hard to party after the gay bomb drops.
I'm gonna do something out of character and give you the benefit of the doubt. Tell us Gossip Girl is wrong.
Did you or did you not sleep with Asher?
I may have exaggerated a little bit.
Dating a gay guy is an honest mistake, but lying to your girlfriends about sex is unforgivable.
To think, I almost asked you to wear a matching dress tonight.
You're branded now with the L word, liar.
So what are we doing tonight?
We are doing nothing. I, however, am going home. But, tomorrow, dinner at the Waverly and then to 151 for drinks?
Yeah.
I'll have to write a Blackberry for one in my itinerary.
Don't look so sad, little Jay. The sun will come out tomorrow. Even though your boyfriend did today.
Hey, I made some tea. It's probably iced now, but, look, my reaction earlier.
It's okay, Mom.
No, it's not okay. You just caught me off guard. I guess I just wasn't ready.
Well, I wasn't ready either, so it's okay if you need time.
Well, since you're being so honest, I'm gonna, to try as well. I'm scared. And life is tough enough as it is, you know? I want the best for you. And, I'm worried for your safety and your happiness.
I have a better chance of being happy if I'm honest.
I know that. And I want you to know what love is. Whoever you're with. Because it's pretty great.
No, right? Fourth time's charm.
Ah, yes. The truth always comes out. It's one of the fundamental rules of time. And when it comes out, it can set you free. Or end everything you fought so hard for.
My, my. If it isn't little Jay risen from the ashes, I came to tell you in person. You win. Sweetie, we just started a play.
Oh, you don't understand. I'm done. With you, with them, with all of it.
Just like that. You waved the white flag.
I lied, and I stole, and I lost the respect of my family. For what? So I could be like you? You asked me before if it was all worth it. My answer is it's not. I tried to warn you. There's a price to pay. I always knew a girl like you couldn't afford it. Well, you were right. Well, you put up a good fight. For a freshman. Thanks.
Hope you don't expect a hug.
I don't expect anything anymore.
So, she's great, right? What do you think?
Honestly, there's something I don't really like about her.
Okay, but you had your doubts about Vanessa in the beginning, and now you guys are friends.
This is different.
I don't understand why you're...
Why I'm what?
Jealous. There's no reason to be. She actually wanted us to patch things up.
Wait, you told her about our problems?
Yes, because she wanted to listen to them. And she had good advice, too.
Look at me. I love you, okay? You just have to take my word for it. Do not trust her.
But you just met her. You know, you've been hanging out with Chuck, and you've been partying and avoiding me and lying, and you're trying to tell me who I can and cannot trust? I don't understand that at all.
You know, we all live in Brooklyn, so I don't know. If you need to catch a cab, I think you should do that here.
Dan, don't. I want to talk.
Then talk.
I'm going to get going.
Hey, just hold on. Just one second.
I forgot something inside. I'll catch up with you guys. Well, I had fun. How about you?
What do you want from me?
I want things to go back to how they were before that night, before things got so screwed up. We were such good friends. And now we can be again.
Why would I want to be friends with somebody who blackmails me, who outs my little brother at the dinner table?
Eric was an honest mistake. I would never hurt him.
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you about Eric, about anything.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I did it on purpose. Because I can. Because I know things about you, about your family, about your boyfriend. And I know them before you do. Oh, look, cab. You get home safe.
Another way the truth comes out? When you don't even mean it to.
Angry. Change. Trust. Girl. Something you want to talk about?
Who would have thought the Scrabble could be so therapeutic? That last one was a triple word score.
Or when, without saying a word, it's still loud and clear.
dad's totally losing, so he could use your help.
Dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about everything.
But the worst thing the truth can do is when you finally tell it, it doesn't set you free, but locks you away forever.
Blair. Serena, what are you doing here? It's late. Oh, my God. What happened? What's wrong? Talk to me.
I can't.
Of course you can.
No. No, V, this is the one thing I can't tell you. I can't tell anyone.
I'm not anyone. I'm me. You can tell me anything.
No, I can't. Because then that'd make you a part of it. And you can't be a part of it.
What are you talking about? You're starting to scare me. Hey, hey, hey. We're sisters. You're my family. What is you is me. There's nothing that you could ever say to make me let go. I love you. What is it?
I killed someone.